Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
And said Anya.
I'm sorry?
I always get a name of who I speak with. What was your name again?
Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
29045.
First and last name on the account?
Sonia Rowe. That's what threw me off. So you're Sonia also. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so your name is Sonia as well.
Correct, Sonia.
Oh,
S-O-N-Y-A.
Cool. Okay, with that, you have an I-A or a Y-A or a J-A?
Either one. But it's really Y-A, but a lot of people put either the Y or the J or the I.
And I'm the I. That's actually, technically, it's pronounced, or at least my name was pronounced Sonia. Somewhere along the line, it became Sonia, but I answered to both. No, it's just odd because I hardly ever hear anybody with my name. So,
okay. For security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
It's 36 Nature Lane, Elgin, South Carolina, 29045.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located your account for the meal plan, and how's that app been working out for you?
I was not aware I was doing this. I just happened to see this on my credit card bill, and then I went back to the next month, then went back to the next month, and this started, I don't know if this first one was January 20th, or if it was beyond that. Oh, no, 12/22. I don't know when this started. I haven't gotten that far before my computer froze. But I keep getting billed $39.89, and I don't recall doing anything like this. And I don't know where this meal plan is, or I've never done whatever it is I've been paying for each month.
Okay. The meal plan is an app that you install on your phone. It focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It's $39.89 a month. Looks like it was originally ordered back on September 23rd of last year.
Oh my gosh. So I've been paying September, October, November, December, January, February, March, and it took me all this time to notice whatever this was. What is the app? I'm going to see on my phone if I have it.
Well, it's called the meal plan.
The meal plan. Okay, hold on.
Now, do you remember placing this order back on September 23rd of 2021?
No, that's why I don't know what it is. I thought maybe it was a magazine or something. And I was getting ready to say, I don't have this magazine. Now, I don't even have this app. So I don't know how this was done, if it was me that did it, or I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Look, could anyone in your household might have placed this order?
Oh, doubtful.
Okay.
My daughter is skinny, and my husband is, you know, he has his own eating regimen and everything. So I don't know was there a trial period? Was there something that, I don't even have the app on my phone, so that's why I don't recall any of this.
Okay. What I can do is go ahead and get your account canceled and get you transferred over to the fraud department. So that way, whomever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted.
Well, no, I'm saying if I did it, I'm assuming if this was started in September, I did this. But would I have gotten an email? Would I have gotten something to tell me something? Because if I did it, was it a trial period and I forgot to cancel it after a certain amount of time? I don't know because I don't have the app.
No, it wasn't any trial period. It's just something that you order and you continue to get it you continue to be billed for it each month.
So I was paying for an app that I never got nor used.
Now, the app does, the information does get sent to your email, but that would have been sent on September 23rd when it was originally ordered.
Let me see. Give me just a moment. I don't know why my laptop froze, so I'm having to use my phone, and that's not a slow process, which it's not cooperating. I hate my internet in this place. You pay money for internet, and it doesn't seem to want to do what it's supposed to do. All right, hold on. I'm going down on January, December, November. September, when you said 23rd. 23rd. 16, 21, 22, 25. Who would it have been from?
See.
Would it have said the healthy where living like it did on my credit card?
You can search for that, or you can search for GrabBytes Hub.
Ooh.
Or GrabBytes Hub, GrabBytes, like you bite something, and Hub, H-U-B. Or it can be on their top meal balance.
Okay, hold on. I was looking also to see if it was spam or something. August, September. I'm trying to remember. I had so many emails, and I just deleted so many of them because it was, I had over a lot. And, all right, I didn't see it in spam. So, what'd you say? GrabBytes. G-R-A-B. Grab, all one word?
Yes.
GrabBytes. Okay, oh, March 2nd. I have an entry, an email. Oh, come on. Why is it shaded? Not. Grab. I'm sorry to keep you on here.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. So, Bytes Hub?
Yes.
There is? Okay. CS at grabbyteshub.com, 923. Access, what is this, subscription confirmation. Thank you for your subscription, Sonia. Soon you'll receive delicious, healthy recipes with all the planning done for you. Subscription number, please click the following link to log into your app. Which I don't have the app, so I guess I would have had to do something to get the app and then do whatever all this says.
Correct.
Okay. So, apparently, I must have been sleepwalking or something, or I don't know what I did. I'm not saying I didn't do it. I'm just saying I don't recall doing it. I don't know if I did it thinking it would send me something, and it was just to see it, right? I didn't know it was a ongoing subscription price. Is there any possible? I know I can't. I mean, if I could, that'd be great. But I know you can't give me all my money back, even though I never used the app. I don't even have the app downloaded on my phone. I totally missed any of this, not knowing that it was a subscription. So is there, what is the most that you can refund me?
Well, ma'am,
and cancel it.
Well, the account, I can go ahead and get the account canceled. Because of that, and that will stop all future charges. But due to the charges being valid, it's not much more we can do.
September, October, November, December. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7 months I've paid for something I didn't even know I had nor I used. Okay, lesson learned. I'm not touching anything anymore. I'm just going to stick to what I know and not venture anything, because maybe I missed it being a subscription. Maybe I missed something, but because technically, if I guess what I'm trying to say is, if I'd realized what I did or the true nature of what it entailed, then surely I would have put the app on my phone. I would have used it. I don't know if you can tell on your end if I've ever used it or not.
No, ma'am, we wouldn't be able to tell that.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'm not going to lie to you, but I didn't have it on my app. Or I didn't have the app on my phone. But I'm still trying to get things off my phone so I can put stuff on there. So it says I'm out of space. But anyway, it, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like I don't know how I came across this, I guess, to try it. But lesson learned, I will stick to doing what, playing my little games and not doing anything else. But so I am canceled as of today, right?
Correct.
And there's no April billing or anything for this, right?
Correct.
Okay, looks like it's usually like the 10th or the 11th of the month, right?
Correct.
Phew, I caught that in time, at least for another month. Yeah, you know what? I should get, I'm not even going to tell my husband any of this, because he checks his credit card bills every month. And because I don't do much on it, I don't think to check it. But then when my bills were getting kind of higher and I wasn't really making purchases, that's when I decided to go check. And then I went, when I saw one thing, then I went next month back, next month back. I didn't get past December yet, so I didn't know until you told me September before my computer froze. But I'm like, oh, gosh. All right. Well, call me dumb.
All
but
right.
I appreciate you helping me out this, and just cancel it and no more.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.
Will you all send me some kind of confirmation or
yes,
email,
ma'am,
or something?
Yes, ma'am. You'll get
or
an email of cancellation.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sonia. You have a good evening, okay?
You too. Thank you for calling customer
Thanks.
Support. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.